Lives are shattered. The nation is in chaos. Death and destruction sweeps the country. Foursquare Productions presents perhaps the funniest film ever made.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Welcome to another episode. I'm your host, Katie Huttenbach, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what horror movies, obviously. It's a silly, ha-ha, goofy time. We spoil, we have fun, we get off topic. That's what we do. And but most importantly, shit's about to get spooky. Sarah, you farted. Good God. What did you eat? Okay, that was a lot more smoke than the last time.
No,
holy
I
shit.
Like it. Can we get more smoke?
Honestly, can I
it's
don't
like
want
more cowbell. I'm like, more smoke.
More
please.
Smoke, please. Holy God, that's a lot.
That's
can you see
fun.
That on the camera at all?
What if this
I want
your
to be
way
fully gone.
Just killing me. You're like, and then I just, that's it.
We all just die.
I'm like, thanks
for having me. I brought you here to kill you.
I mean, go ahead. You know what I mean?
Promise?
Like, yeah, dude.
Please?
You know what? I've had a good run.
Thank you so much. Kill me now.
And run.
You guys, I don't know if you recall this, but at one point we were called Horror at the Store, and then I had to change to Katie Afraidy. And do you know who the very first person on the very first episode of Katie Afraidy was?
For real?
Yeah.
I was the first? Oh, that's amazing.
So, Sarah Hyland, everybody. You'll hear it throughout. It'll just go.
It just queefed out a little bit.
It queefs a lot. She's a queefer. She's loose down there. It is just.
Or tight.
Or tight. Depending on who you talk to.
Sorry. I'll shut up.
No, this is your time to talk, Sarah.
No, but
this
I,
is
no,
the time,
I,
yeah.
No, it's good. I didn't know that I was the first one. That was really fun. That was super fun because I think we talked. You reminded
we
me yesterday about Child's Play.
We did Child's Play. I posted a TikTok will be like, you posted this clip 2 years ago or a year ago, and I asked you what you would want to be if you had to possess an inanimate object, and you said ringworm specifically, or like a parasite, and you referred to them as like you're like the most strategic firefighters, and then that you would just go up in people and kill them, and you go, is that too much? And it was so good, so thank you for that. And you're like, no, it was probably bad. I'm like, Sarah, your brain makes me so happy, and never apologize ever because it's brilliant and makes me. Dude, do you see this smoke right now? It is just in a solid line. What the fuck? It's weirding me out. Why is it in a line?
You know, this is more activity than I ever like watching the ghost shows because I do love watching ghost
me
shows.
Too.
This is actually more ghost activity than I've seen on any of those shows.
I think we.
I'm like, they need to borrow this machine to pump up the drama on them shows
because. Good God, we are getting some paranormal. period. So, I think we've talked about your favorite horror movie. But remind me, what is your favorite horror movie?
My favorite horror movie?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Oh my
well,
God!
I have to say my only because it was I think one of the first. Horror movies I ever saw, which was Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm gonna go with that only because it was my first one, and I was probably like it very young, and we watched it on VHS, which is crazy because I'm only 26, obviously.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I mean, have you seen the hordes of? I have so many VHS tapes up here in my apartment.
Like, yeah, I dig it.
I think I have over like 400 now.
VHS tapes?
Yeah. And guess what? I don't have a VCR. And that's the real kicker.
Do you at least use them as like shelving? Do you, I mean, are they utilized at in this a way?
At this rate, they're just collectibles, and then I will end up watching them. Mm-hmm. I pretty much get anything I want to watch. Yeah. So, because I'm like physical media.
Yeah.
Anyways, so you were saying you're 26.
Yeah. So that was the first and favorite. Because I didn't know what, like, scary movies were. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know what Nightmare on Elm Street was. I just remember it was in the VCR. Mm-hmm. And my friend Allie was over. And we were in the basement. She's like, let's watch that. And, like, we push it in. And nightmares for the next 17 years of my life. Like, because it was the one where he was invisible. And he was shoving this blonde chick up against the wall, and then she went up above on the ceiling.
I think it's the third movie.
Okay, maybe it wasn't the first.
It's still bad. It's still bad. It's still Freddy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, that's all I could think about, because obviously I was in a bed, and like every night.
Yeah.
And all I could just, I would just lay
there. That's
really
nice you were in a bed.
Yeah, I was in a bed. And it had walls. It had walls too. Holy, I also had a ceiling, which was like identical to the movie, right? I know, I'm like, what are the chances?
Were you in that movie? Are you sure it wasn't you?
Right? I mean, what are the odds?
You're having PTSD, are you sure?
That I have a bed, just like in the movie, and four walls. I know. Shocking. Like, crazy. What? So that was ironic in itself.
Yeah.
So I just remember, yeah, I would just lay there and just wait for Freddy Krueger, just sweating.
I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to find him. He's going to come after me.
Yeah. Just sweating. And but he was like the big thing. Everybody for Halloween, you go to any Halloween store, they had the glove, mm-hmm. you know, with all the razors. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I remember the first time that I found out who he was.
Pedophile.
No. He's a pedophile in real life?
No.
Wait a minute. I almost called my therapist right away. I was like, wait.
Freddy Krueger's a pedophile.
Who is
the Freddy Krueger? The not the actor.
Whose last name character. Is London? Something London.
Robert England.
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 London. Close enough. You know what I'm saying? London,
I got
England.
You
know
London.
That guy. Yeah, yes, his first name's London, last name England. Can somebody kill me? I think we should just end it right now. Like, I literally hope that gets into my somewhere cardiovascular veins and just ends it all. Like, just squeezes it, and I just, that's it. Lights out. That's what needs to happen for me. This is actually pretty good. Do you know what I'm, like, this is better. Can you imagine? Like, I've been on the planet long enough that this has graduated to some sort of speaking level, but, like, do you know, like, I, oh, God.
I'm just honored you're here, okay? I'm honored you're here. I love you. You're an absolute gem. Why? For what?
This is how we're starting.
This is how we're starting. Can we start over?
Oh my God. Just rewind the tape. Just scratch
cut,
it.
Just cut it.
Destroy the tape.
Just cut it. Cut, rewind, be kind, rewind.
So wait a minute. Are you messing with me, or was he really a pedophile in the
Freddy Krueger?
Yeah. Why would you say that?
That's because that's what he is.
He sexualized young people?
The
little ones?
In the movie.
Uh-huh. He killed young teenagers.
He was touching them.
And was that the one where he lifted her up in the bed?
No, like,
did they have sexual relations? I'm so, you have no idea. And my life is changing right now, because I'm literally, no, let's rewind. You literally said, what is your favorite horror movie? And I'm like, I have to say, definitely first and foremost, Freddy Krueger. And you're now telling me. First off, his name is
Robert.
A country.
The actor. The actor.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And now he's a pedophile.
So before he was Freddy Krueger, when he was human,
so upsetting.
He was a janitor, and he, like, kids would go missing.
Okay.
And they presumed that he would touch them, and that's why So he preys on kids.
So, yeah. Was that explained in the movie? Or is that something you...
Not direct. It's heavily implied. Yeah. It's okay. I didn't get... I Hey, It's okay.
Well, I can't even pick up on social cues, let alone like weird implications that are on a VHS type somewhere. I'm so upset with myself. I should have just said, you know who my favorite rapper is? P. Diddy. Like, that's that's actually the equivalent of what I just said.
There's so many people who love Freddy Krueger, though, so it's like, it's not... You love him because of the,
If I ever show up at a Comic-Con, I'm canceled. They'd be like, oh, there's that, you know, she's the one who loves pedophiles. And I'm like, wait.
Separate.
That's how I'm going to.
Separate the art from the artists, you know?
I'm going to leave here and sleep for like 2 weeks just to reboot. I can't believe that. Yeah, when why are you the first person? You know how long I've been saying that Freddy Krueger's my main man?
No, but he's
and you're the first person to be like,
so many
really?
People love Freddy Krueger. And that's okay. You love him. That's okay. But I'm just letting
say
people
love. That's a strong word. Now I'm backpedaling.
Sarah Hyland loves pedophiles. You know what? Let's go on
he's
record.
On the bottom of my list, Mr. Krueger. I don't even like your stupid face anymore. Oh, that was God. Burned. How'd he get burned?
Because the parents burned
the
him.
The parents burned him in a house.
I forget. It's like I don't remember exactly because that's not my series of choice. But I'm pretty sure that I think they all parents found out and they like burned him. So, anyways, I gave you a list of movies that we could pick from, and
I know you know what, Katie. All right, so here we go. Let's just get into it because she gave me a whole list of the movies. Pick. And I think at first I picked the Gremlins. You're like, taken. I was like, well, what's the next heavy hitter on here? Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. I'm like, I couldn't have picked a more niche movie that probably 4 people on the population of planet Earth have seen.
A lot of people have seen this, but also I have to say this, and I say this with so much respect.
Okay.
I feel like this is your movie. And that you would, like, if you were, like, you should have been in this movie. Because I think you would have done so well.
I detect no lies. I honestly.
Because
say
I
more.
Just feel like it's, you would just would have thrived in this movie. I feel like you need to be in a weird horror movie like this.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed everything right up your alley. When I think of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, I think of Sarah Hyland. When it just, yeah. Give me life.
I am not. I honestly, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
Katie.
So,
I just want to do the first scene up top.
Oh, before we do that though,
okay.
I want to. If someone has never seen Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, because you say only 4 people have seen it, how would how would you describe this movie to someone who hasn't seen it?
You know, okay. So after I watched the movie, which by the way is not that long, which is for people like me, it's like a little over an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
It's for people that really just want to get in and out of there.
Yeah.
And so then I watched like cliff notes of like what other people had to say about it because my brain was so disconnected after that show, after that movie, that it was so discombobulated. I'm not joking because I was like, I want to be able to talk about this movie. But right now, I'm speechless. Which is not good for a podcast. Like
I watched it twice, so I got you. I also, I watched it the first time on Sunday.
Yeah.
I got my period. When I get my period, my brain goes, especially with
that's where
podcasts.
We're at right now. That's my excuse too.
So I, ovulating blood sisters.
That should be the name of the podcast.
Blood sisters. And then we just. Gonna get there with
like bloody hands,
bloody
tampon just hanging from. That would be better. That would be a fun.
And then we just
that's a scary movie. Yeah, just menstrual blood all across the stage handprints.
That was my original set. Don't you remember? It was covered in blood.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be cute. Hey, that's cute. That's a cute idea.
And then the smoke would actually just be put both of us out until next month's ovulation. So we just get through this month.
Put them back to bed.
Sorry. Okay. So that's I'm glad you watched it twice because that was definitely an idea of mine that I was like, maybe I should just. But here's the thing. I don't know. I could probably watch that movie 100 times
and not understand what the fuck just happened
and still have trouble putting this into one cohesive thought process. Yeah, go ahead.
It felt like a giant, like, Monty Python sketch
yeah.
where it was just like, hey, we're going to throw every potentially funny comedic idea into one movie. Mm-hmm. Every scene, every moment is a bit. And it, you're just like, oh, yeah. Because I've seen it before, but I don't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it and I was like, I need to, like, I was like half watching it and I was like, no, I actually have to like actually pay attention because this, I don't think I'm going to be able to comprehend what the fuck just happened. And I still, I'm glad you're also confused because I'm confused. Yeah. You're confused. We're all, is, yeah.
Well, the time, okay, because this whole thing is like horror movies, right?
Yeah.
Keyword, horror.
Horror.
Scary.
Spooky.
And so, and I, like, I don't get too scared. Like, I'll get, like, things like The Ring and stuff like that yeah. kind of freak me out. Or, I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, like, because I find, like, most scary movies are very, like, suspenseful now. They're not, like, scary. They're, mm-hmm. like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, the, not like Omen. You know, yeah. like, The yeah. Exorcist. Like, those to me. Scary. Like, you know, yeah. like, but they're still weird enough. You
yeah.
know what I mean? But so I was under the impression, even though this movie was made in Prohibition, like it was made so long ago, like I, for some, my head played tricks on me because I'm home by myself right now. Like, and I kind of think my house is haunted, but not really, but sort of. So, I was like, I can't watch this movie at night because it's going to be scary.
It's called Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. You were,
I know, bro, but you still, I gave the yeah, movie yeah, yeah, the benefit of the doubt.
You did, even which is really kind.
My ancestors back in 1804 made this movie. Like, you know, I still gave them the benefit of the doubt. Back in 1978, when this movie was made,
is that when it was made?
Yes.
Oh, you.
These are my cliff notes.
She knows the cliff notes. I don't even know that. I have IMDb pulled up. She's more prepared than I am. Look at you.
Not at all. I need to somehow make sense so I didn't come in here and literally have nothing to talk about because it is so. So the funny thing to me, as I was probably, I don't know, 2 minutes into this movie, yeah. that I was like, Sarah, did you really save this movie until daytime so that you wouldn't be scared? The first scene is a small tomato coming up from a sink.
But it's making some weird sounds.
It's making sound. And this woman, did it come up from the sink or was it in the sink? No, I'm like, it's both. Is that something like that? It
probably did both.
The tomato is a size smaller than my fist.
Okay. This size.
It's a tomato. And this woman is beside herself, like terrified because this tomato is like, that's the sound.
Yeah.
And somehow, this tomato catapults itself out the sink, kills this woman, which is a tomato. You could have sucker punched that thing.
You could have done so much.
The scene was over.
Yep.
But the very, that's, I got through that scene and I was like, I.
You're like, what did I pick? What is going on?
Never shock myself at my naivete. What I believe is going to be a scary movie, even with the name Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. I am still like, it's got to be something. But have you seen the movie? I'm sorry, I'm like talking,
no, you're
I'm
good,
like breaking
you're
fourth wall. I'm like, I like to include everyone in the room. So if anybody on the street wants to come in,
come on in. Come on in.
They
can
probably talk about it without even seeing it.
So one of my favorite things was in the opening credits, and they included a phone number. So I had a fun thing where that phone number is probably not the same, but I think we should call it.
What do you mean in the opening credits? When they talked about birds?
No, in yes, part of that. But no, in so right after she dies via tomato, as
literally on her face, tomato paste on her face, like it was blood, but it was tomato.
This is serious.
They had detectives. They had detectives.
Sarah, okay. You can't make jokes about this. It's serious.
I can't. Go ahead. Okay.
It's super serious. So the credits are like 40 minutes long. Catch up. Yeah. and she was pureed. And it basically says, like, it's like, oh, like, they're having, like, jokes. Kind of, again, like in Monty Python where they have, like, jokes in the credits and stuff. It says literally in the credits, this space is available. Call this number. So, hold on.
Like a peer space? Like, what do you mean a space?
Like, space, like, in the credits. So you can have your stuff in the credits as a joke. So I think we should call
it. I literally am serious about it. I'm like a peer space? Can I rent it?
Yeah, you can. Okay, hold on. 714-475-4566. We're doing this. Here we go. I'm putting on speakerphone. Let's go.
Blow that smoke again right in. Wrong number.
Did I type it in wrong? Wait, how many digits are supposed to be in a phone number?
7.
10?
Yeah, well, with the area code. Trick question. Trick question. Next question, please. For 400?
Okay, 714. Okay, we're doing this again. 714. 4745.
We should have dial-up phone, like the, what are they called? Rotary phones.
Here we go. Okay, hold on. No, damn it. It's not real. Well, you know what?
Out of town.
After the 1800s, when this movie was made, they made it on their way to the Salem freaking witch trials. Mm-hmm. Okay. And unfortunately, the phone number no longer is. I wonder if they're okay with the.
I can't believe that number's not real. So, I cannot.
What are the odds? I was hoping it was.
I mean, what's that say about, like, the rest of the movie? What's that say? Because I literally
not real. Sarah, I'm gonna throw this out there, and this might be this might get me canceled.
Mm-hmm. I'm already canceled because of them.
Because you love that
slash.
I
Freddy Krueger accusation.
I don't think this movie's real. I'm going to say it.
I think we can stop the podcast now so we can all have a moment of silence and grief. Think. You to me. Can we also talk about, though, how they had actual real tomatoes, right? They were real tomatoes that they start off with that actually kit, right? And by the end of it, these tomatoes
were so big.
Gigantic.
They were like beach balls.
No one talked about why they got big. No one talked about why they sat around a campfire. No one talked about, like, I think that's the thing that it is as if somebody came to us and said, topic is tomatoes. Now, stream of conscious, go. And like, and that is was what the movie was.
Yeah.
And okay, sorry, I got ahead of myself.
You're good. You're good. I'm passionate about this. I was gonna again, I wrote some silly things to ask.
Love
you know.
It.
If you were afraid of a fruit, what fruit would you be afraid of?
Oh, boy. What fruit would I be afraid of?
Because tomatoes.
That they could make a movie out of next?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even if we jump to the end, they were alluding that.
Carrots.
Carrots are the next ones up, right. Even though there is a sequel to this movie, and apparently George Clooney's in it.
So many sequels. There's not just sequels. There's cartoons.
There's also
a video game.
There's also a new one coming out.
What do you mean a new Attack of the Killer? That's gonna be like a blockbuster with big actors. Or are we still talking like? Community college.
Horror movie. Like horror actors. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I have a friend who's in it.
Shut up! Really?
Yeah.
And here I came today being
you
like...
You know her, actually. I think she... Was she... Did Catherine Corcoran ever do your podcast?
No.
Okay, never mind.
But Robert London did.
Oh, hello. Robert London did. Oh. Okay. Just like awesome. We're just like, ooh, phone's on full
blast.
I was
hoping that number called you back. They're like, hey, we missed your call. We're over here at the tomato factory from 1978.
You're just gonna keep
just wondering what you were doing. How can we help you?
I was just wondering if the tomatoes could attack me now. I am done. And I'm like,
what?
Could you imagine if you got the death penalty, and one of the options was tomatoes. It was like lethal injection, firing squad, tomatoes.
Yeah, I think, okay, by the way, okay, quick fact.
Go ahead, yes, tell me.
That did you know that Fonzie on The Muppets, remember when, because he was a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
And he was always telling bad jokes. And when his jokes bombed, he would get bombed by tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And that came from Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Did you know that?
I did not. Did you read IMDb? With the
no,
trivia?
It was
on the Cliff Notes.
No, YouTube.
I learned that from YouTube.
No, for real. I did because I needed assistance.
I
play by play.
Dude, that's me every show, every episode.
Right.
Yeah.
And there were so many things that, like, the Son of Sam was mentioned. The young boy with the dog.
Yeah.
One of the podcasters referenced him as Son of Sam, which I didn't even think about because he was a younger white dude with a dog who was a killer.
Yeah.
Okay, that was what made it interesting. It was because it was like a scavenger hunt of older references in that movie.
And you're like, what? Like, it was a movie full of other movies.
Yeah, would never watch it again. But
absolutely. I thank you so much. I hated it. I'll never watch it again. Yeah, yeah. It's not something I would turn on to just watch. It's also, there's so much going on in each scene. I will say I did enjoy the one scene bit.
Tell me.
Where the table was too big for the room and they had to climb over.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. I was like, this is so silly and just brought me joy. So
that was good. Okay. Because it did remind me of like watching an improv show.
Yeah.
You know, like going and like, you know, the slapstick, whatever.
Yeah.
It was funny and it was, they made it longer than it even needed to be, but that's what made it funny.
Yeah. Like, another guy came in the room and they have to shift and it's like, yeah, sure. Why not? You know what? At this rate, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
And can I just say a quick plug? We've been really coming down on this movie, but I will say, like, I did enjoy. Because speaking of Pierce faces, like, it did remind, because every scene, it really seemed to have nothing to do with one another.
Yeah.
But,
oh, totally. Which is why it's also hard to pinpoint, like, what is this movie about?
100.
Tomatoes.
But, like, I did enjoy being somebody who does enjoy art. I do enjoy it. And kind of weird stuff. I will say, if you're into that kind of stuff, if you're into, like, aesthetically weird, kitschy, odd characters.
Yeah.
If you're into that, like, you could watch scene by scene and totally be like, this is kind of great.
You know, like
things that now movies, big blockbusters, are so polished and shiny and I don't know, they make sense. Best. But it was cool in that aspect.
Yeah.
And because it did remind me of, like, a bunch of art school students getting together and be like, you know, like, one too many students had ideas, and they're like, let's just put them all in.
Why not?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, if somebody from each class.
Yeah, just put them all in, and we'll put them together.
Put them together.
And it'll make sense. The theme is just tomatoes are the villain, go.
Yeah.
And sure, figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what it reminded me of. But the funniest part of the whole movie, which I really, it was at the end, right? Okay, so the thing that killed, and by the way, no one ever said why this song, the puberty song,
what the hell?
What was the name of the song? Something puberty.
I'm gonna look it up.
There was a song, okay, and it has the word puberty in it.
Yeah.
And for some, it was a terrible song, but for some reason, this is a song that you always have to find the thing that's going to take the giant down. And this was this song about puberty. No one ever referenced it of why, you know, like it just, and then what I loved about the last scene. So they're like killing all the tomatoes with this song. And then they cut to this. There you go. This is the song that killed him. Is it Puberty Love?
Liberty, puberty, love.
Yeah, that's the song.
Yeah.
By the way, it was sort of sang by like a teenage boy also in the Cliff Notes. But
don't tell.
was funny is that, so that's the song. So you have that audio mixed with the Tomatoes audio, which is like, I mean, it's an ASMR dream come true if they had it at that time. But so they're killing all these tomatoes, which, by the way, are still the size of my fist. All you had to do was stomp on it. You just had to step on it and it'd be over.
No, because they'll kill you. They'll find a way, Sarah.
And they're all so slow. They don't even mean, they have no arms, no hands, no
they're
feet.
They're just rolling.
They don't have necks.
They don't have anything.
They just
mate.
No socks, nothing. They're just out there. So, any hoozles. The part that made me laugh was, so they're killing all these tomatoes because the guy was like, I'm like nodding my head for it. It's not even my podcast. I'm like, thank you for the 30 minutes.
Thank you for the 30 minutes.
Who am I? Thank you so much. I'll get thank right you. To my ending.
Thank you.
God, can you, I swear to God, throw that microphone at my head. And send it. So they're playing. Thank you. And cue the queef. So they, so they're playing this, this song. Cause he's like, cue the purity song. Yay. So all these tomatoes are, they, and by the way, you don't see them dying. They just are not there anymore.
Just roll away.
But then they cut to this scene where there's one giant ass tomato left and he's wearing earmuffs. He's wearing earmuffs.
You're like, I didn't know they had ears.
That part, I was like, genius. Genius. Like, I wanted to call Rotten Tomatoes myself and be like, look, add points. Because listen, here's why. Like, I really... Okay, at least one thumbs up. Come on, one thumbs up because... That was punch. That was like, of course. And I wanted to be the person in the writer's room to be like, hey, guys, I got a great idea. Okay. How about one of them is wearing earmuffs? I didn't know they had ears. They don't. But do you see where I'm going?
And that's the kicker.
And then, see what I mean? Like, I do have a passion for this movie. Because
you do. I like, this is so up your alley.
It
like,
really
I literally,
is.
Like, I'm honestly so happy that you did pick this one because I couldn't have, like, if I did this with anybody else, I don't think it would have been the same. Like, you also appreciate it as, like, this is a weird art piece. And
it's a piece.
It's, you know what? It's something. It's something. And we did it. And for that, we're proud, but also scarred.
I just enjoy the fact that somebody, I think drugs are involved for sure. Like, I definitely think
what
somebody
makes you say
tripped
that?
Their balls off was like, and were okay. Like, I'm going to this grocery because I'm hungry. And then they went and they like, saw some tomatoes like, dude, I got, listen to this.
That tomato's this looking at idea. Me fucking funny.
No, just hear me out, man. Hear me out. It's a good one. And then the other buddy is just as high as like, that's so good, dude. I have a buddy who's got a camera. Let's fucking
we should write this down right now. Let's write the whole script right now. We should get our classmates in this.
Yeah.
Let's all get them high. We'll just stare at tomatoes.
Yeah.
Come with this idea.
Because, I mean, it's because even with the tomato that was wearing earmuffs. the thing, because they say it's like a, they had so many descriptions of what this movie was. I don't think it was ever scary. I think they had a spooky, which is a stretch. They had musical, because there's one
there's
dude who just keeps singing. Yeah. It wasn't everybody who was doing, because it's just Glee.
One guy.
He was like, everybody, yeah, just a couple. Well, him and the army soldier, of course, the army.
The army's got to be involved because, you know, it's
swinging
a national
Elvis.
Threat.
Yeah.
The tomatoes are a national threat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to invade. And you got to stop. You got to stop them while you can.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're everywhere. And I really loved the part that made me giggle was the guy who would dress up in different disguises, and he dressed up as Black Hitler. And okay. then he goes.
Talk about it.
And then he goes, ah, yes, I'm going to disguise myself as a tomato now. And it's just him, and it cuts to him, like, several scenes later of, like, whatever, again, whatever the fuck this movie's about. Mm-hmm. Several weird, long improv bits later, it's him at a fire with two giant tomatoes. Mm-hmm. He's in a tomato costume, and they're, like, eating, they're laughing, whatever. And then, again, cut to down the line, maybe 10 minutes later, same thing. And he goes, hey, can you pass the ketchup? Oh! And it just cuts there because he's dead. Mm-hmm. I just was like, that's what did you in, not the fact that there's a, you have appendages and ear, anything. I don't, but maybe these tomatoes aren't as smart as we think they are, you know?
Yeah.
Do tomatoes have brains?
Girl, you got way further than I got on that scene because, well, first off, can we talk about how that is the most, it is somewhat of a racist film.
Like, Oh, totally.
It's so, the things they say about women, you're like, why would you say that? But again, different time. But it rides the line. Like, I didn't even understand. By the way, you just connected a dot, just like you did with Freddie being a pedophile. For me, that I didn't even realize that was the same dude. Like, the guy with the Hitler stash, I didn't realize he was the one at the campfire. Because here's the thing. He's a dude in a tomato costume.
Say this with a straight face. Okay, ready, set, go.
In a tomato costume.
Yeah.
He has a tomato hat with a... And I couldn't... Because they start off with, like, he likes dark meat. And he's a black man. So that's already got me twisted. Because I'm like, what does that mean? Did the tomato eat the guy? Or is the guy a tomato that turned into a tomato?
I thought he turned into a tomato. Upon the first watch, I didn't realize that. Second watch, I did. So you might have to watch it again.
How did he turn into a tomato?
No, he didn't turn into a tomato. He just was disguising himself to try to infiltrate
the tomatoes. I missed that whole thing.
I did too the first time. I was like, is this guy a tomato now? Is he turning into a tomato?
So he was getting tomato intel.
Yes.
I didn't know.
He was getting tomato.
He got tomato L. Okay. Now that, I literally just thought a tomato ate him and he popped out the top. Like, that's how, but
I also did too. No, I did too the first time. Yeah.
No cohesiveness that this movie mind F's you so bad that you're like, that makes complete sense that I'm thinking that a tomato ate a man who's now popping out the top, who has a tomato top on the top of his head. Just chilling at a campfire with two massive tomatoes. And never once did I think, that's strange.
That's a bit odd. Just with the whole movie, you're like, that's normal. What's also, this movie feels like you're on drugs.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it was made by people who were on drugs, but this movie is like, it's one big trip. And it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
To the point where you're like, am I the one? Is it me or is it the movie?
And that's why I kind of dig it. Like, that's why I kind of liked it. trying to think if there's like, because somebody said, which is, again, this is where I am as a theologian. Mm-hmm. Is it a theologian?
A theologian?
Wait, is that religion? Wait.
What?
Dang it.
What is theologian? What are you saying?
I swear to God, everybody in this room, I am sober. I swear on my life. People are probably like, is she on LSD or she just
cool?
I'm fine.
Cool as fuck.
But not.
She's on tomatoes.
No,
heard of it?
Not a theologian. That is religion, right?
What is theologian?
What's the theater one?
No, that's
no.
A thespian.
Thespian.
A cinephile, someone who loves movies. A lesbian.
I'm not a thespian. or a theologian. I just go into Bible verses. Chapter Matthew 13 over 68 divided by 4. In the Bible of Peter.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you ran a church, I'd go. I'm just letting you know that.
I would just go, everybody give a hug, and we're done. See ya.
Cool.
And yeah, somebody said in the in the cliff notes, if you will.
Yeah.
Because that's where all great discussions come from.
Of course. Our
Cliff Note podcast. Mm-hmm. That they thought the acting was flat. And I thought the entire time when I was watching this, because you know how things, you know, there's an evolution and now actors are just insane.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly thought for that time, like, that's what I mean. Like, the acting, like,
I thought it was overacting.
I thought it was pretty good. Yes. Like, I actually was like, that's pretty good. Like, for the being scared when the, because I love, that's the thing about scary movies. It's like, you, I have the utmost respect, more than comedy, more than drama, more than anything, because that scream that that
it's chick, hard.
It is hard. Like, that's crazy. She, I really believe she thought her boyfriend on the BMX bike got eaten by a tomato. Like, I really was like,
you have to be committed, woman. You have to be committed. And it's like, I've done some weird horror movies as well, and like horror shorts. And first of all, screaming's no, like, it is hard. You have to like warm. Mm-hmm. It's like your voice hurts. You're doing multiple takes all day. Maybe it's just a lot. But like, if you, sometimes you have these like silly concepts and you have to be like, this is the most, this is the scariest thing you've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one of my friends was in a movie where she was eaten by a bag of laundry.
Of course.
And she was screaming. I was like, how did you? She's like, I pretended like I was being assaulted. And I was like, oh, so you went to a very dark place. Mm-hmm. Got it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's probably the actor way. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm like, I would be laughing because there's a bag of laundry trying to eat me.
Mm-hmm.
So similar to tomatoes, they're going to kill you. So I guess that brings me to this question.
Okay.
If you're at home, okay, mm-hmm. It's late at night. You hear some pitter patter. It's not your dog Pegasus. No. Mm-hmm. It's a tomato. What are you doing?
If it's a tomato.
Yeah.
Just a straight up, just like it was in the movie. No face. No mouth. No hands.
Just no man sticking out. Just the normal thing.
Just a tomato. Now let me ask you, is this tomato because killer tomatoes? Mm-hmm. Would it be making that noise or is she silent?
She's making the noise.
If I woke up and saw that and heard that. I would film it. I mean, you get it on, document it.
You're not going to believe this.
I mean, I would try to communicate. I would actually be like, what up? Like, what are we
saying?
I would pick it up, first of all, because what are you going to do?
Are you picking it up like this? You're going like this? Two hands?
Just with my little fingers, just like a claw. Like, because just to keep at least arm's distance, just in case, like, a blade shot out.
It's just a tomato with a knife.
Yeah. Like a ninja star.
They just glue a knife to a tomato.
Yeah. If it was just taped, it had like a little butcher knife taped. Actually, it was just a butter knife.
It's a spoon. All your knives are dirty.
You know what? Here's what that's all. Like, if I remade it, I would at least make the stem of the tomato a weapon. Like, you know, like come
okay.
up.
Okay.
And then.
Yeah.
But it would be like a helicopter blade.
Yeah.
And then you just cut people's faces.
Okay.
And then it could be like ketchup, like hitting the wall.
Yeah.
Still funny, but up in it a little bit. I'm just saying
utilize what you're get, you know.
Yeah.
Have some
yeah.
fun. Get creative with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if it was just a butter knife with a butter, if it was just a butter knife, if it was a butter knife taped to a tomato, I saved myself. I'd take a selfie with it. I'd be like, hey. Throw up a gang.
You threw up the blood, but it's ketchup. It's, yeah. Wait, do tomatoes have gangs?
They can. If they can kill with no extremities. Is that what they're called?
Sure.
Then they can be in a gang. I think they can be on America's Next Top Model if they wanted to.
Tomatoes Next Top.
Yeah, I know. That's tomato? What I mean. I'm like, let's push it.
America's Next Top Tomato.
America's Got Tomatoes.
You want to be on Tomato? Yeah. I did a... Have you ever done the 48-hour film project?
No.
Competed in that?
Are they still doing that?
They are. It's fun.
Oh, my God. No.
I did that in Wisconsin in my first year. Mm-hmm. The prop was tomatoes more than one, which is a very specific prop. So we decided to make our whole short film about tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And it was about a girl named Wendy Tancuzo who wanted to be an artist. But her dad, Wendell Tancuzo, is a tomato farmer. Mm-hmm. And he wants her to take over the family business. And all they eat are tomatoes. I think we spent $40 at the grocery store just buying every form of tomatoes. And in the end, she leaves, you know, her home. And she's in the big city, but she's painting tomatoes.
She's painting tomatoes?
Tomatoes, because you always go back to, you know, your home. And that's what you do. Mm-hmm. But when she was depressed, she was painting blue tomatoes because she was in her blue period.
Okay. And scene. Thank you so much for joining us today on our period podcast. We've taken a lot of dips and turns, and we just want to thank you, and I hope
for my undercarriage
provide a safe space for you and your creative projects.
Oh my God!
I didn't know they had blue tomatoes.
They don't.
Oh, that's a creative choice.
It's because she was painting. I'm on a paper because she was depressed.
Making tomatoes
blue. Because they were making her blue. As in sad.
Okay. So it's been a fun time with everyone today.
It was called the color red.
Based on the color purple.
Yes.
But completely different. So.
I actually completely forgot about that, so I think you. I'm glad we could have this safe space.
So yeah, thank you for sharing, Katie. You're so welcome. That's wonderful.
the $50 for the session. Oh my God!
So did it get made? Did you make it in the 48 hours?
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah,
where is it?
It's on. I can send you the link.
Did it make it to the screening?
Yeah, it got people thought it was serious, but we made it funny.
Mm-hmm.
At least we thought it was funny, and apparently it was not. Because we had the daughter, like the dad would be like, "Why are you always like this?" And the daughter was like, "This is why mom left you." And we thought that was hilarious. People in the audience did not think that was funny.
Yeah.
And we thought the tomatoes were so funny, and no one else did. And I was like, "Guys, come on. Come on now. You got to think this is great." And they didn't. And I was like, this is cinema right here. We're also not even on a farm. We're literally clearly in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. You can see the cars. You can see it's like we're clearly not on a tomato farm.
Okay.
But also they're just eating full tomatoes. I also made Wendy allergic to tomatoes.
What happened? I love that we're just now getting to this. What happened when she ate the tomatoes because she was allergic?
She never did because she was like, "Dad, I'm allergic." And he's like, "Oh, you keep saying this is allergic, but are you actually?" Wow. Like, "Oh, it's just a phase. She's lactose intolerant, but with tomatoes.
They're dairy and tomato.
Tomato intolerant.
I love it. I love it. Cut it and I think and print.
And
am
print,
I right?
Cut, yeah. Print, moving on.
I'm sorry that didn't get made. Or
no,
didn't,
it did.
It got made, but I'm sorry that it's not on VHS.
It's not. But for you today, for $9.95.
For $9.95.
Shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm.
That's all yours.
Yeah.
And we'll throw in some actual tomatoes signed by the cast of Killer Tomatoes.
I just had a quick branch off thought.
I'll allow it.
And I'm going to put myself out there to look, I don't know, stupid again, but it's fine. Did the Blair Witch Project, speaking of the Blair, was that something that came from like a 48-hour competition? Or did I just make that up?
I think you just made that up.
Cool beans.
You didn't see the tomatoes in the Blair Witch? There were so many tomatoes in the movie. Did you not see them? Oh my God. They were so many. They were.
I need to be walk back into a womb and just be sit in there and then come back out again and try again.
Walked back is such
fun. That's gonna be my next scary movie. Womb walking. The womb walkers. Just a bunch of baby fetuses.
That's terrifying. The womb walkers sound actually terrifying.
Come on, that's good.
And that's pretty
all,
good.
They're all their feeding tubes. What are they called?
Feeding tubes.
What are they called? Their umbilical cords. Okay, viewing audience or listen, I'm actually really smart. There's things that I'm
She's really smart at, but when it comes to talking
and numbers, I'm out. Okay, so they're all, hear me out.
Okay,
they're
you.
All hooked up to umbilical cords to a greater master source.
Okay, the mother?
A mother, someone a mother load, if you will.
Someone would say.
My whole soundtrack's going to be Metallica. I hate myself. So they, but they're all receiving killer juice. From the mother load. Yeah. There's blood in it, obviously. Or it wouldn't be a scary movie.
Obviously.
And secretion of some sort. But so, but I think, because they can. Anyway, that is the premise. I don't know anything else, but that's my pitch. See you later on Netflix. Can't wait. It's going to be a big contract. If you're lucky, I'll let you in the writer's room.
I'd be honored. I'd be honored.
Okay, so that's my idea. I forgot what you were talking about. I'm sorry.
I don't even think it matters at this rate because we just, I think we just spat gold right there. So
I called it a feeding tube.
I was like, fallopian tubes? What are you talking about?
Or those.
Yeah.
Or those.
I was like, where are we going?
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm along for the ride because it's, okay. Okay. Ooh. Okay, any final thoughts on Attack of the Killer Tomatoes as we are wrapping up here?
Oh, my God. Final thoughts on Killer Tomatoes.
This was, but again.
Okay, sure.
This,
you know what? Here's why I'm saying this is because I am pushing back. Because everybody I listened to that reviewed this movie, it kind of had a negative thing about it. And so they said at the end, okay, they said at the end of the movie that the last scene is basically just a group of people running towards these tomatoes that have all since fallen because the song played, the puberty song played, obviously.
Obviously. I also fall to a puberty song.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
And so, and then this whole crowd of, like, rando people smash all of the tomatoes when they tromp on them. And the guy who was given the review was like, this is, they must have run out of money. They must have run out of time because this is the, God, I mean, they didn't even put any thought into it. There could have been explosions. I'm like, first of all, they had a $5 budget, so let's calm down.
Also, and tomatoes are expensive.
And by the way, that helicopter crash
was real.
Real! That should have been the movie. I'm like, I'd like to see the doc on that.
That's crazy. I read that too. I was like,
So they spent all of their money on
crashing
that accidental helicopter. Yep. So that's so. I'm like, you know what? We're lucky that we even got an ending.
That's pretty. You know, they like insurance gone, everything gone, like
gone. So I was actually, I thought the ending was fantastic. I was like, that's great!
It is awesome. That's
great.
You know what? It's also like it's you. In society today, I just feel like we always want to go big. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's no like human to human contact, so mm-hmm. it's just like let's just kick some fucking tomatoes. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes you just gotta step on them real quick.
Yeah,
and like just pummel those bitches to a pulp, mm-hmm. a puree, a tomato paste, if you will.
Before the grape blader, do you remember the grape blader that went viral on YouTube? Mm-hmm. Tomatoes did it first.
Look at that. How embarrassing for them to even copy cats.
And I will say, if you are somebody who is into niche, you should watch it.
Dude.
You should definitely watch it. It is not, let go of all your expectations of what movies are supposed to be.
Set aside. Of the script, of structure, mm-hmm. and just go in to experience.
Yeah. Set aside any beliefs that you think movies are supposed to be good.
I also just want to say I'm really, exactly that, really happy that I showed you what Tubi was.
Did not know what Tubi was.
I'm really happy because Tubi has some fun stuff on there, and I think you should explore it.
So. All the sequels are on there.
All the sequels. You're like, I'm ready to come back whenever
they load them right up.
They started auto playing. It was I was halfway through the second one where I was like, this isn't the same movie. Mm-hmm. Oh God. So were you afraidy or not afraidy of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Quite simply, so I don't get long winded per usual, I was not afraidy. I was not afraidy. But I am afraidy that I will not watch it again.
I'm afraidy to watch it again. Can't. No, definitely not afraidy. Not afraidy at all.
Yeah, that's something you just put up on your wall and you're like, I did it.
I did it. I don't need to touch it again. But I did that. And I am happy you did that for me. I'm honored. I'm truly honored. So out of 10.
God, that's so broad.
Yeah.
But just to be on its good side.
To 12 out of 10, a 4 out of 10.
You know what? I'm going to say based on artistic merit.
And nothing else.
She's a 9.5. She's a 9.5. Artists out there trying to be artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's, I would say a 9.5.
I give it a 10 on the tomato scale. Definitely give it a 4 on a movie scale.
Oh, I didn't know you could different scale it.
No, it. I just okay. Just tomato scale felt right.
You're the boss. Okay.
We can do whatever we want. Hey, you can change anything. There's no, again, there are no rules. We can do whatever we want. Do whatever the fuck we want. That was me. I'm so sorry. I had so many tomatoes I'm allergic. It's me. The story I told about the tomato farmer. It's me. It's actually a documentary.
The call is coming with inside that.
It's a documentary about my life. I didn't enjoy that. But you know what? I knew it had to be done. And I'm so glad I got to watch it with you because you were probably the best person to watch this with. And this was an absolute joy. You're an absolute joy. You bring me so much life and just a giggle fest. And it's just,
I'm so sorry.
Never be sorry. Okay. Never apologize again to me, ever. Apologize to other people, not to me. Just kidding. I won't do this.
I just pull out a tomato and it has a little. That's how I'm nabbed now. I'm going to go home and make it.
You just start drawing tomatoes from now on. I'm like, Sarah, hey.
I'm going to send you nothing but
tomato memes.
Tomato emojis from now on.
Promise.
All my responses. It doesn't matter.
What word
question it was.
Just a tomato
and a blade.
I love it.
You'll understand.
I'll get exactly what you're saying.
Got it.
So this is the point of the show where you plug yourself.
Oh, good. Well, based on this presentation that I gave of myself today.
A 12 out of 10. Some would say a 10 on the tomato scale, which is not.
Oh, my God. If you ever want to see this train wreck in person, now I'm going to face the wall in all my performances. I'm going to be, I don't know when this comes out, but I have a show October 19th in Santa Monica at The Crow, and then I'll be in Plano, Texas, December 9th at Mic Drop. If anybody lives in Texas, please come. And then in San Diego at the mic drop in January. It's in January. And then I'll be in Ohio, but I'll tell you guys about that later. So yeah, and find me on Instagram, Sarah Rose Highland. I forgot my name. Sarah Rose Highland.
Sarah Rose Highland.
Yeah.
Well, so Sarah Rose Highland.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being on.
Thanks for having me. I love you.
Of course, I love you. And we're not done yet because we have one final thing.
Oh.
After I plug, I always forget to plug. Guys, make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz. Katie Afraidy on all social media platforms, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Follow us. Do it, please, or I'll send a tomato to your house. And that is a threat. Now it's where we end the podcast by giving advice on from the movie, like that we learned good or bad advice. My thing would be, and again, this is purely just what I'm thinking of right now. I don't think of this. So jump in if you have one. Don't eat tomatoes because I think they're mad at us. And they will rise up again. And there's not a tomato holding my parents hostage behind the camera. Guys, don't buy the tomatoes, okay? Just don't stop eating them. They're great. They're nice tomatoes, and they're definitely not holding my family hostage, okay? Okay.
Are you good? Just.
Do you have any advice, or is that it?
Advice based on never underestimate your produce.
That's way better. But
never underestimate
your produce.
The produce.
And on that note, guys,
yeah,
we will see you next time. Stay afraidy.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. You've never seen anything like it.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.